Yeah, we're holding Daf Tzadik Vov Amar Aleph. So last morning on Daf Tzadik Hayam Beis was the Rama Rava. Meresh at the beginning, Rava thought Havamina Simna Odif Mitzvias Eina. At the beginning, he thought that if we give a simin, we have a sign on something that's better than just you recognize it. Mitzvias Eina. Why? The Madrina Navidetz of a Simona. The loch is if somebody lost an object and then you want to claim it back, so you have to give a simin. If you give a simin, so then we return it to you. But v'loy madrina b'tfias eina, but we do not return to somebody just the fact that he says he recognized it. Because over there we're afraid maybe the guy's lying, so therefore we can't trust him. So that's what I thought at the beginning. But hashtag now, to mishatin olahani shmaitato, now they heard over these halachas that we see by feast of meat, that if you recognize it. Here the question is, like, if you lost a piece of meat, did it get exchanged for another piece of meat? So if you could recognize the tfias eina in it, we let you keep it, we say it's for kosher. So now they heard this halacha, Hata Shemita Lahani Shmaitatom, I mean, and now I would say that Tfiyas Eino Adifa, that Tfiyas Eino, what you see with your eye, if you could recognize something, that's even greater. That's called Tfiyas Eino. Yeah. Yeah, Rashi Tap says here, the Shuri Yisab Tfiyas Eino. Why? Dila Teimach, we're not going to think like this, then Heich Suma Mutibishtai. How is a blind man mutter to be with his wife? Like, how is he supposed to know it's his wife or not? And the same thing with Bnei Odom, Eich Mutar Bnei Shaseyim V'Layla. How was a man allowed to live with his own wife at night time? It's totally dark. You can't see, you can't recognize her. Elad must be B'tfiyas Eina D'Kayla. That you could hear her voice, you could recognize her voice. So if so, Hachinam here also B'tfiyas Eina. There's a speak sort of say, like if you lose something, you yourself, like here it's a piece of meat. So it's not a question of lying. It's for you yourself, can you tell that this is the same piece of meat you lost? It wasn't exchanged for a trade for a piece of meat. So you could your eyes recognize that piece of meat, even though there's no real simmon. Just called you could recognize. You have tfiyas eino, that's as far as to believe you. You could use the meat, eat the meat. The same way a blind person is mutter for his wife. The Rashi says, a person like a blind person puts his mind to recognize his wife's voice. The Rashi says, I, by a veda, we see not like that. I don't want out from the loch of an aved if you lost something. The reason why we don't give it back to somebody says he just recognized it, because we're afraid the guy's in the law because he wants to steal. First has a chemda to steal some money. So therefore, why an aved we don't return unless you give us a good simin. But otherwise, we're not afraid you're going to lie. You yourself, you have a right to tell something by the fact you could recognize it. But you could recognize the voice or recognize the object itself. Yeah. Another one says, a hokin and swiss in, Omer Rav Yitzchok Breid Rav Mesharshia. Teda, bring another proof. Yilu also betray the Amri. If two Adam come and they tell us, Plamyo Dahai Simna, Vai Simna, Koto Nafsha, that such a person with this simon and with that simon killed somebody. That's what they say. Rashi says, "Ploini horag es hanefesh, v'yeno no makirin boy meilum." We don't know who the murderer was. Ela simonim kach v'kach hoyu begufay, or v'kelev shel herik. We only know like the murderer, he was wearing a red suit, glazer was wearing, he was wearing black shoes. If you only have simonim upon the person, that's not enough. For that alone, we don't kill that person. Even though Tzuraidim say we have this simonim, how the person looked, still the din is like kapinin lei. We don't kill that person. Like we're afraid maybe that day, punk, the guy put on somebody else's shirt, maybe put on somebody else's suit. So the fact he could recognize the suit, that's not enough. But vilu amri, but if you tell us, istlon tfias eina begavei, but if you tell us, I know that this Reuven killed, how do you know? Because you recognize Reuven. Rashi says, umakir nano boy, we recognize Reuven. Like we know Reuven killed, so Loch Riz Kadin Lay, then we kill Reuven. The Sibli Adim, if they have Tfiyas Eina, they recognize him, we trust him and we'll have the guy killed. And if they don't, just summon him on the clothing, it's not so good. And Omar Vashavashi says, Teda bring another proof. The Ilu Omale Inish, Lishluchai, the person tells his, says the messenger, Karya Laplani, go meet me, or go call me that person. Karya Laplani, call me that person. That the person should know has a red suit, has a red hat. I'll give you some more about that person. So even though you send him, Sophic Yodalei, maybe he'll meet that person, maybe not, it's a doubt. But Vilu Isplet Fiz Eina Begavei, but if you know the Shliach, the messenger, recognizes your friend, like he knows him because he recognizes him, is Kichozel Layadilay, then you're like, you know for sure, if he meets him, you know that's him. So Kitz is like a smirk to say something you recognize that you're more certain about. If you could tell him by itself, but something has to come on to Simonim, then it's doubtful whether you're picking the right thing. Could be punk that day is you wearing somebody else's. That's the maskana that we're not afraid the guy's going to lie. Then Tfiyas Eina, if you recognize it by your own eyes, that's better. Now the Mishnah says, Hanoito Gid Hanosha, if somebody goes to take out the Gid Hanosha from the thigh, like you want to remove the sciatic nerve in order to eat from it, so how much do you have to take out? The Mishnah says, Sar Shitlis Kulan. You have to remove all of it. You have to take the whole thing out. Rashi says it means Yechatet Achrav. You have to go dig after it. The Stam Mishnah Rameya, the Yama Chatita Boy, Stam Mishnah, like the Meya said before, the whole Gid, even the roots, deep down, are also awesome. So you have to dig out the whole nerve. Rav Yudu Raymen no, Kedei Lekayim Ba Mitzvah Matila. It's enough just to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, like of removing it, that's all. Mashma, just the top part of the nerve. You don't have to make a Chatita to go dig after it, after the whole thing. Now, Ho'oicho Megid HaNosha, someone eats from Megid HaNosha, Kezayis, you eat a Kezayis worth of it, Sefek HaBoyin, you get Malkus. You get really 30, it always says 40, really it only means 39. Och, let's say you eat a Megid HaNosha, V'yein Ba Kezayis, there's no Kezayis in the Megid HaNosha, so also Chayiv, you get Chayiv, that's the Tanakam here, you get Malkus, because the old is called the barrier, and therefore since it's a barrier, you'll get Malkus, even though it's left in the Kezayis, it's a complete thing. Ochu mizek kezayis and mizek kezayis, sefik shemayim, eat from two different gidanoshes, mislam you have two separate hasaros, so maybe you get two times malchus, it's two separate averus. We have you daimino, and a sefik elaboim, you only get one time malchus, like Rashi says, the noig elabachas, according to a view, that's only noig on the right thigh. So here you ate the gidanoshe from the right one, and from the left one, according to a view, you only get one malchus, because according to him, it's only the right side has the yisa, not the left side. Now the Gemara says, Bar Piyuli, yeah, Bar Piyuli, have a koi kaima de Shmuel, he was one sitting in front of Shmuel, to call Menaka, and he was like cleaning out Atmo, a side of the side of the meat, he was like cleaning it out. So Chumri, he was cutting out the Gira Nosha. So have a koi goyimle, so he was only cutting away by the surface of the nerve. The Chumri, that's like a Yehud in the Mishnah, just the surface is enough. So Omale, so Shmuel said to him, Chus Beitfei, no, go cut away, go down deeper, cut out more. And the Chur Shmuel holds like the Meir, the Tanakam of the Mishnah. So Mor says, Hashto Lechazisach, so like Bar Klu was saying, if I wouldn't have seen you, Shmuel, Safisa Li Yisura, like you would have served me something that's also. Chum Shmuel was saying this. But Shmuel told him, you gotta cut deeper. He said, no, if I wouldn't have seen you, then you would have given me teat, something that's also. So Irsus, so the guy became very frightened, this Bar Pului. And Nofus Hakinu Miyodot, Mamash his knife fell out of his hand, and he got so frightened, he had to sound like he's doing a Vadi Yisra. So Amalei, this Shmuel said back to him, learn Irsus, like don't be so afraid. The Eru Lecho, whoever taught you the Locho, was Krav Yud Eru Lecho. Like it's not 100% wrong. So only Shmuel saying he himself wouldn't have eaten from it. But whoever taught you like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, that it's enough just to cut off by the surface of the vein. You don't have to cut off all the way into it. So whoever taught like Rabbi Yehuda. Omar Rav Sheshes, my Dishoka Bar Piyule, that the Bar Piyule took out at the surface, the top part of the vein, you should know, the Yeraisa Rabbi Yehuda. That's also Midi Yeraisa according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi said, she said, "Is my dishoka b'afil di raisa the Rebbe Yehuda that he took off according to Rebbe Yehuda like the top surface? That's also midi raisa. Could be even according to Rebbe Meir. That's what's also midi raisa. The chlal d'shaya the rabbanon, what he left over like the chtita, the digging down in further. That's only yosa midi rabbanon, the Rebbe Yehuda. El doriyah lecho here." Rashi says, so let's see. Samora says, Elo diorule, kamanorule. And according to what you're saying, it should still be Yosemite Rabbanan. So who taught Bar Piloy? All you have to do is just cut off the top part. So that can't be like you're saying that the top part is still the deep part is still awesome with Rabbanan. So rather it's like this, Eloradom Roshesh, my Dishoko Bapula Diraisa. What he took out the top surface, that's the Yisa Diraisa according to everybody. Oma Dishaya the Rabbanan, the Rabbi Meir. And what he left over inside is only Yosim with Rabbanan according to Rabbi Meir Shita. Is that what Rabbi Meir Tanakam and the Mishnah says? You have to be tzorach lachtech achot to dig deep to get the whole, all the roots out. That's only midi rabbonin. But midi raisa, they also agree it's only yos to the top surface, because the madishay the rabbonin rameya the Rabbi Yehuda, because if according to Yehuda shita afilu midi rabbonin show, he holds no. So therefore, this bat yule when he was taken out to give a nosha, he only took out the top surface of the nerve. That's like Rabbi Yehuda shita in the Mishnah, but that's all that's yos to even midi rabbonin. Just according to Rabbi Meir, that the shul holds, like you told me, you have to go deeper down. That's midrabbanan, you have to go down deeper, take out even the roots of the nerve. Then the Mishnah says, Oichle migid hanosher, some reads from the gid hanosher, so he gets malchus. Omar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Le'osru toira ela shal hakafuvat. What do you get malchus? What's the real issue of the gid hanosher? Only the part of the vein that's on top of the calf itself. That's the only part that's awesome. And I'll find this spoon there. That's like the muscles on top of the bone there, on top of the thigh, on top of the calf. That's where the gid is awesome. The right shenemar apostle says, "Al kaf hayerach," like the spoon of the thigh. On that, the ball there. That's where it's awesome. So Rashi says, "Shal kaf da'afar da'afar pisha gid orach." Even though the vein is very long, and also the mashal shech al kaf is only awesome. It's around the ball. Rashi's kaf that the boser asevus akolius, the meat that goes around this bone. The Dovik lets him, Vagid Orech Shech Mitzosi Agabi Yosebos, and it goes further down. So it's also Midi Rice is only the vein that's around this top part of the bone, the spoon there of the bone. Omra Tovah, Prophet says, Ishinoki Tanoi, real to Machoikis Tanoim. Rashi in the first, we also asked Rabbon Islei Tishmuel, Rabbi Yehuda Leslei Tishmuel. So what year? So Machoikis Tanoim. It says like this, Ochlu Yet from the Gira Norshe Vein Bakizayis. Chayiv, you chayiv to get malchus, because it's a barrier. Rabbi Yehuda Menor had shei b'kezayis. You only chayiv if you have a kezayis. Now, my time, the Rabbanu, what's the sword of Rabbanu that you chayiv even with a mashu? Because barrier b'fnei the atzma, they held the whole gid hanosher, it's called a barrier, it's like a new creature by itself. So therefore, no matter how big it is, if you eat the whole gid hanosher, you get malchus for that. Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda's shita? No,